We're finishing up our series on the seven deadly sins. We've been looking at pride, envy, anger, avarice or greed, gluttony, and today we hit the last of these deadly sins. They're deadly because spiritually they kill us. They destroy humanity. In some religious traditions, the idea of desire itself is considered to be evil. For instance, in the Buddhist tradition, desire itself is considered to be evil, and therefore the goal in the religious tradition is to annihilate desire, to get rid of desire itself. In Christianity, that's not true. In Christianity, desire is not evil, but rather the misapplication of it, the misuse of desire, the perversion, the misdirection with desire. And so it is today with the last of these, and that is the sin of lust. It is a perversion of sexual desire. And in our culture today, we obviously see that it leads to, as it always has, adultery, fornication, pornography, homosexuality, all perversions, all distortions of something that was God's gift and God-given. Jesus tells us this about lust in Matthew chapter 5. You have heard it said to those of old, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Obviously, then, the scriptures teach that this is a sin that is applicable to all of us. And therefore, today, we will confess it before God and acknowledge its devastating effect upon us. We see culturally that those who participate in these things pay a price. The price of disease, the price of divorce, the price of broken lives. We as fallen humans are susceptible to enjoying divinely ordained pleasures in illicit ways. This is because of our discontentment. And so with lust, we must also confess the sin of discontentment. For you see, discontentment is a poor substitute for God. And sex and lust are poor substitutes for God. So this morning I call you to repent in this area of your life, to turn against sin, to confess your sin before God. And as we do so, we will acknowledge the grace, the goodness, the kindness of Christ, who while we were yet sinners, died for us. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we confess that we are sinners, that we sin in ways that are unimaginable. We confess our sin of lust and the evils that it leads to. We confess that it is a misapplication of the good gifts, the gifts of pleasure and sexuality that you have given to us. So we confess our sin in this area, Lord Jesus, and we confess the sin of discontentment when we fail to find contentment in the things of Christ and specifically in you, O Lord. And Jesus, we thank you and praise you that your grace is greater than our sin. And that your blood has cleansed us of all sin for the sake of Christ, in whose name we pray today. Amen.